Welcome to the Polished Life Podcast, where we help you present your very best, authentic self to the world. I am Naretha Hobson, and today we are going to talk about office holiday party etiquette. So we know that it's the holiday season, and with the holiday season comes all of the invitations for the holiday parties. So among those invitations is usually the office holiday party or your client's holiday party. And in many cases, that's probably not the favored one on the list. And we want to decide whether to go or not. I would recommend that you actually attend this one. Put this on your list of yeses. Why? Because this is likely the one time where your office or, you know, your clients really have an opportunity to show gratitude for all of the work that you've done throughout the year, for the successes, for the times that you've pulled together and made it happen. So etiquette is the art of making others feel comfortable. And so it's a good thing. It's a good thing to go. Even if you don't want to, just go ahead and attend this one. Simply because if you don't, likely your absence will be noticed. And so it's also a great opportunity to connect with, you know, your office friends and those that you may not have an opportunity to connect with on a regular basis. And this can be very, very helpful throughout the rest of the year and the year to come. Also, of course, it's a party, and no one likes a party more than I do. I love a good party. But with the office holiday party or professional parties, I would definitely say eat, drink, and be merry in moderation. So yes, there will be an open bar. Yes, there will be lots of opportunities to, you know, have a good time. And yes, have the good time. But remember that the general rule of thumb is that two drinks is the maximum that you want to have at any professional event. But know your personal tolerance. If one drink is enough for you, then have half, right? Always do a little bit less when it comes to alcoholic beverages in any professional situation. We all know why, right? I've been to events. Say, for instance, a couple years ago, I went to an organization's holiday party, and they actually served children. And the open bar was flowing, and a couple of the employees decided, you know, there was karaoke. A couple of the employees decided that they wanted to choose songs that had suggestive wording and also actually profanity, and they decided to use all of the profanity to act out all of the suggestive ideas in the songs, and it was kind of awkward. I was standing next to the executive director, and we watched the show, and please believe that was noted. And a reputation was affected by that moment. So it just takes a moment to kind of tarnish your reputation. So make sure that you know, you keep in mind that it is still business. And one of my mentors says, someone is always watching. So remember, yes, we're there to have a good time, but keep it classy, folks. And speaking of keeping it classy, make sure to dress appropriate for the occasion. So yes, you may be in a situation where you may not be in the office, but keep it still to a level where if you wouldn't wear that much skin out, you know, at the office, probably don't go overboard with that at the holiday party. You can definitely step it up with your colors and maybe add a little sparkle, but don't go overboard with the tight clothes and the wearing too much skin out, ladies. All right, and gentlemen, same thing. Keep it professional yet festive. Also, let's talk about social media and being on our phones at the party. So it is a habit for us in many cases just to pull the phone out, especially if we're bored or if we're nervous or we want to know what's going on Instagram. But this is an opportunity to actually connect with others, and having your cell phone out is a really it sends a message that you're not present, that you don't want to be there, and that something else is more important. So whether you're at the party for 30 minutes or 2 hours, kind of keep the phone out of sight unless you're taking photos. And so let's talk about photos. I would recommend that it's really based on the environment, but I would recommend that you not take those photos at the holiday party, unless, you know, everyone, it's kind of a thing and everyone is doing it. But if you take photos and you plan to post them on social media, it is paramount to make sure that you get permission from everyone in the photo to post on social media. Because I know that for myself personally, I go to a lot of events and my social media, it, you know, kind of shows that I do a lot, but I only show like 10% of what I do and take pictures and check in to, you know, only a very small portion of the places that I go. And so everyone doesn't have to know everything and your every move. And some people are very, very private and it is very uncomfortable for them to be shown on social media. So make sure that you get permission if you choose to take pictures and post them online. Also, again, this is another opportunity to make connections that otherwise you may not make, or deepen your relationships with people that you already know. So feel free, get in there, introduce yourself. This might be the time that you meet the president or CEO or the vice president. So don't feel like you can't go up and introduce yourself. They want to meet you. They threw this party for you. Because they want to thank you for all of your service, and then they also want to know who you are. I would, however, recommend that you don't dominate anyone's time while you're at the holiday party. It is a party. Everyone wants to kind of, you know, let loose, let their hair down a little bit and connect, but it's definitely not your time to, pitch the idea or whatever. Now, if you want to set something up for a coffee or lunch later, well, sure, but you definitely don't want to dominate anyone's time at the office party. And also, part of holiday party etiquette is knowing whether to bring guests or not. And so the typical rule of thumb is that if the invitation just says your name, then you are the person that is invited. If it says your name and a guest, then you are welcome to bring a guest. Make sure that you let the host know that you will be bringing a guest. And then also prepare your guest for the culture of the company when they decide to go to the party as well. So if it is kind of laid back, let them know that and they can dress accordingly. If it is going to be a more formal party, make sure that your guests know how to dress and how to present themselves, because remember that your guests actually, their dress and their behavior actually is a reflection of you at the party. All right. And, you know, just remember, again, someone is always watching. So your coworkers and managers, they do notice errors in judgment. And sometimes, you know, it is a test. It's a test to see who is going to, go overboard on the beverages, who is going to, make those connections and have a good time. Because there's a balance. You can have a great time and connect and then actually, you know, do well, do better in your career based on the relationships that you forge at the holiday party. Sometimes that small talk, it can be, you know, it can be awkward. So just remember, keep it light. Talk about something that's positive. One good question that you can ask, A great question to ask to learn more about the other person is, what are you working on that you're very passionate about? And it can definitely be, what are you working on outside of the office that you're very passionate about? It's a great opportunity to connect, to find out more about what really drives the person that you're speaking with. And of course, people's number one and favorite topic is typically themselves. So you can fill up a little time in that conversation, so it's a lot less awkward, and the person that you're speaking with is speaking about something that they know, and so you're likely to have a lot more interaction due to asking good questions. Another good topic to discuss is travel. So there are a number of great topics to discuss, but those are two that can really get your conversation going. And of course, you know, with any party, it's just that. So remember to actually have a good time. Choose to go have a good time. Look like you want to be there. Actually decide that you do want to be there. And take advantage of the opportunity to connect and to enjoy yourself. So again, with the holiday party, eat, drink, and be merry in moderation. There will probably be a part two to the holiday party etiquette, but this is part one. So thank you so much for joining me. Of course, if in fact you want to know more about all kinds of etiquette and the best ways to present yourself to the world, you can connect with us on social media at Ever Appropriate. Our website is ever-appropriate.com. And of course, we've got some awesome holiday gifts that can help they're the gifts that keep on giving. So if you go to our website, ever-appropriate.com/store, you'll find the Ever Appropriate Etiquette book, 5 Steps to a Professional Presence That Pays. And then also we've got some new inspirational card decks. You know, when you walk into a place, most of the battle is won in the mind. So your mindset is so important. So we've got these card decks, and they have affirmations and quotes about confidence, and great ways to get you all revved up to go and present your best self to the world, but be your very, very best self. So until next time, thank you so much for joining the Polished Life Podcast.